This is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries, where we do exegete the Bible from the original Hebrew and Greek, go to extant sources, only to come back to create a fuller nest of meaning for the Bible and the meaning of the Bible, which is Jesus Christ. But we will continue with our treatment on the part of speech called ellipsis, as we see examples in 2 Samuel 3, verse 7. Quote, "And Saul had a concubine whose name was Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, and said to Abner, wherefore, etc." Now here is a clear example from the sense of the next verse of 2 Samuel 21 verse 8 that Ish-bosheth is the word to be supplied, as is done in italics. We have our next example, 2 Samuel 23, verse 20. Quote, "He slew two lion-like men of Moab," end quote. Well, the Masorah points out that the word Ariel occurs three times in this passage, and in Isaiah 29, verse 1. In Isaiah, the word is twice transliterated as a proper name, while in 2 Samuel 23, verse 20, margin, it is to be translated, quote, "lions of God," end quote, which is the first part of the word, Ari, which means a lion, and the second part, El, which means God. But if we keep it uniformly and consistently as a proper name, we have, with the ellipsis of the nominative, that means the sons, or the sons, the following sense, quote, "He slew the two sons of Ariel of Moab," end quote. We have another example of ellipsis in 2 Samuel 29, verse 1. "And again the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, go number Israel and Judah," end quote. Here, the nominative to the verb, quote, "moved," end quote, is wanting. Someone moved, and who that was, we learn from 1 Chronicles 21, verse 1, from which it is clear that the word shatan, or Satan, or the adversary, is to be supplied, as is done in the margin. Quote, "And again, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and," here we go, "the adversary," which was taken out initially, or ellipsed, "moved David against them to say, go, number Israel and Judah." Another example of ellipsis we find in 1 Chronicles 6, verse 28. Quote, "And the sons of Samuel, the firstborn, Vashni, marginalized, called also Joel," in verse 33, and in 1 Samuel 8, verse 2, "and also Abiah." Now, if I could requote this again, "and the sons of Samuel, the firstborn, Vashni, and Abiah," end quote. Here, there is an ellipsis of the name of the firstborn, while the word Vashni, when otherwise pointed, means, quote, "and the second," end quote. So that the verse reads, quote, "And the sons of Samuel, the first," which is Joel, "and the second, Abiah," end quote. This agrees with the Syriac version. The Revised Version correctly supplies the ellipsis and translates Vashni and the second. Joel is supplied from verse 33, and we can also see this in 1 Samuel, chapter 8, verse 2, and the note in Dr. Ginsburg's edition of the Hebrew Bible. And we can find that in volume 1, page 106.